Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, Chris, how can we help you, sir?
Well, I've been talking to this great girl, Meredith, for a while. You know, we've been chatting for a couple of weeks, and we haven't even had our first date yet. We've tried to schedule it a couple of times, and things have come up, and we've had to reschedule. But
wow,
I'm hoping you guys can, yeah. Yeah.
How do you, I don't even know what to ask you. Usually I say, what happened the last time you guys saw each other? But you're saying you haven't even had a first date yet. So, Melissa, you're an expert in this situation.
Am I?
Yeah, I mean, you've had situations where, like, you'll start talking to a guy, but you never give him the first date, right?
I mean, usually it's because they're boring or because they don't even ask. Like, a lot of guys don't straight up ask, would you like to go on a date with me? And it just kind of fizzles out. So, but it sounds like they
Did
had...
you ask that?
It sounds what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. Like I said, we had a date scheduled.
Right.
And we had to reschedule it, but whatnot.
So. Okay.
It's probably the boring part. She probably was like, yeah, you know what?
Do you have a personality?
I'm just asking.
Like, yeah, it's like a questionnaire. We're trying to.
The way I ask it? My God.
It wasn't a good answer. Right. But he said, I think I do. You should probably just immediately say yes, then say a bad one, but still, at least you have one.
Okay, I didn't say all that, but anyways.
All right, listen.
Poor guy.
Chris, we're going to do our best here, man.
Jesus.
I gotta be honest. I mean, going into this, it's like, you know, sometimes you're going into a game and you're like, all right, well, if we keep it in single digits, that's considered a victory. So let's see what we can do with you here, okay?
I mean, that's all I can ask. Thanks.
All right, cool. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Chris. So he was talking to this girl, Meredith, I guess, for a couple of weeks online and stuff. And they had a date planned, but it kept on getting rescheduled. And then eventually just Meredith just fell off and he hasn't been able to find her.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the feature is called Second Date Update on the 10s, we're trying to get them a date, as in a first date. So, Chris, please stay quiet. We're going to try and call Meredith right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Meredith?
Yes, this is Meredith.
All right, Meredith. This is going to sound very strange, but we're calling you from a radio station. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. There's four of us on the phone, Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. And if you would be so kind as to give us a moment, we might change your day for on the positive side and maybe even make your life better.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be skeptical, too. That did sound a little weird.
It does sound weird, but basically, we got contacted by a gentleman who likes you and likes you a lot, and he would love to show you a really, really nice date. Now, the reason we're calling you is because, basically, we're going to give you the option to create the perfect date. So, whatever you want to do, you tell us what you want to do. You tell us when you want to do it. Whenever you're free, we'll set the whole thing up. We'll bring the guy, and all you got to do is show up.
So, where are you getting this guy from?
So, here's the best part. You guys already know each other. You know him. You guys have communicated. Technically, you haven't met, though. His name is Chris.
No. No.
Wow.
No, thank you.
No?
No, thank you.
You know what? Can I just ask you why? Because, so he called us and he explained to us how you guys didn't even really go on a date. You were setting up a first date, but it never happened. And...
Uh-huh.
Okay, so... We're just curious as to what somebody could do for you not to even give them a first date.
You know, I like to keep the people in my life to be people who are truthful and honest, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Could you give us a little more just so we have, so we can go back to him and say more than just she thinks that you're a liar?
He is a liar. I know that he's a liar. I saw it with my own eyes.
What did he lie about?
So, Chris and I, we met online. We finally scheduled a date. I got off work early. I went home. I, you know, did my makeup. I got dressed up. I was so excited for this date. And I'm walking through the door of the restaurant, and I get a text from Chris. His grandma is sick. And there's a picture of his grandma, and she's in a hospital bed, and she's hooked up to all kinds of wires and machines. And the next morning, I'm getting ready for work. I turn on the news, and they're talking to spectators from game one, like they were grabbing people off the street.
What, the World Series game?
Yeah, and there is Chris, drunk off his ass, screaming from Lansdowne. Completely wasted.
Shut up.
Go socks. Go socks.
No way.
He sent me a picture of his sick grandma.
Yeah, well, that's why. Hold on.
Okay, wait. This is awful.
Hold on a second. Well, you know, it could be a mistake. Meredith, we have Chris on the phone. Chris, are you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So,
like,
oh, my God.
So, is she making a mistake or was that you?
Well,
wow. What about your grandmother?
So my buddy got tickets like last second, and invited me, and I was like, game one, like I can't pass it up, you know?
Yeah.
I just Googled pictures of sick old ladies, and I found one that kind of looked like she could have been my grandma. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It just
because you couldn't just tell the truth.
You are an asshole. I don't really even have words for that.
That is kind of crappy.
If you're gonna blame anybody, you gotta blame my buddy. He's the one who gave me the ticket. This is a World Series. It's not something that happens every day. So of course I was gonna go. Like I over a date on with some chick that I barely even know yet. Like of course I was gonna go.
And of course, I'm not gonna answer your phone calls after that.
It's the World Series.
It's a f-ing baseball game.
All right, so is that no to a date, Meredith? So we still didn't even ask.
Yeah, that would be a no.
Man, this. I got to see an amazing game. When Nunez hit that home run in the eighth, like, I you know what? I don't even feel bad. Like,
Jesus!
Guys.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Cooking for your date on the first date's always cool. Unless, like it's a straight-up Italian place. She knows her food. The Italians? You don't want to cook Italian food for an Italian girl unless you know exactly what you're doing. And unfortunately, the gentleman tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th didn't exactly know what he was doing. Otherwise, he wouldn't be using Chef Boyardee. Listen at 8:10.